Welcome to Season 5, Episode 11 of the Firefish Podcast. Join Wendy McDougall and Michelle Davis as they explore how to make job boards more effective for your agency. This podcast was originally recorded on the Crowdcast platform. If you enjoyed listening today, please don't forget to like and subscribe.
Good afternoon, everyone. We've made it through 2023, almost 2 weeks to go. Thank you for joining us, our last session, but it's going to be our best. If I can talk, I've just got to put the apologies out there before I introduce my good friend and amazing whiz on job boards, Michelle Davies. I had a bit of a traumatic session at the dentist this morning and I've ended up having a tooth pulled out. So I'm sitting here going a wee bit numb, but hopefully I'll be okay to get through the show. And I know that Michelle is very good at talking, so you will lead us through this show very well as well. So without further ado, Michelle, thank you so much for joining us. You're joining us. I wanted to round this up on job board strategy for next year, because it's still, love it or hate it, our biggest sort of spend, I would say, in candidate attraction. And, you know, we will need to be up there knowing what's happening with the job boards, knowing which ones are doing well, where they're going, in order to sort of plan out next year. So I thought this would be a great way to round up the year. Just for everybody that doesn't know you, because I know you obviously very well through team network, etc. Do you want to just explain a little bit about Candidate Source and what you do for all the members of team, and also for anybody that wants to contact you as well?
We look after job boards, as you've said, for recruitment agencies. So we don't tend to deal with directs. They're all recruitment agencies. And we act as your head office. So unlike some media agencies that just do the deal and let you go, we will work with you during the year. So we help you manage your usage. We make sure that you're managing your budgets. We train the staff with writing adverts. We look at what response you get. And then at the end of the contract, we know where we are, what we're doing, and then we can renew for the following year. So very much a head office type resource for agencies.
And for the people I've talked to that use you, you take the pain away from all of that, which is what I think is a good service there as well. So
yes, which is why we're all ready for Christmas, because we've took enough pain this
Exactly. And what year has been? So we've seen, that's where I'm going to start. So I want to summarise in terms of what's happened here and the changes that's happening within the job board market, because I mean, we've seen a huge amount of increases there. I remember 6 months ago, you know, total jobs were up about five times their rates, and then everybody seemed to follow as well. So if you're looking back on this year, just getting a flavour of what's happened, where the changes are and where are we now before we look forward, how would you summarise it?
I think 12 months ago, we all felt that there was cost increases with no benefit. I think that would be the most honest thing. We do all our renewals in October, so we've gone through the pain barrier of pricing going up for us personally. And it was all promises. So we will do this, we will do that, we will do the other. And people started saying, well, I need to drop a job board, or I can't use this inventory, or what do we need to do? And there was panic, really, because for some people, they were looking at 30, 40% increased spend. That's a lot of money in a time when we haven't got candidates, we maybe aren't making as many placements, we weren't, we haven't got as much temps out. So it just felt like a double smack for everybody. Fortunately, we're at the end of 12 months and the job boards have done what they're supposed to do, and have reinvested that money. And for the people that have stayed, for the majority of them, not all, they have seen a change in not necessarily the number of applications, but the quality of applications. And we've just done our renewals last October and it wasn't half as painful as 12 months ago, because at least people could see what they were paying for now, and the changes that all of the job boards have made. So, yeah, it was an interesting 12 months, but at least now I think people have got into a routine. They're being a bit more intelligent with how they spend their advertising. It's not straight away just stick it on every job board and then wait for things to come in. I think recruiters are a lot more proactive now with how they use their advertising, how they source, and what they use to source. So although job boards are still their main thing, they are now looking at alternatives to bring in candidates as much as just smacking it on a job board and hoping it delivers.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad to hear that because, you know, ultimately a job board is always there for an extra source of traffic and candidates to boost that top of funnel, but it shouldn't be the go-to. I mean, that's just silly sometimes because you are just then spending money without really understanding what that spend is about. So that's good to hear that that's happening. I'm really interested to understand the better value that the job boards have put in terms of getting that better quality. How have they gone about that in terms of, you know, what have they done different to provide that output to recruiters?
Well, I think traditionally we think job boards stick a job on a website, chuck some money at SEO, and then sit back and wait, and that's not really working anymore. So I think they've done two things. They first of all understood how candidates are in the market now. So you've got JobSite who've put in conversational AI within their job board, so they can actually interact with candidates, understand what candidates are looking for, how they're searching, what they're doing, and then develop products that help to better match the candidates with the jobs, to make the usability for resources to be able to go in. So for example, Reed this year introduced their boost jobs. So rather than that just sitting on their website or partner websites, that actually now goes out through Meta Network, look at me being a grown up. And I think at the moment they're using Facebook and Instagram. So they're going after your passive job seekers, the people that are just flicking through and seeing a job. But the job boards only go so far. So then the ownership comes back onto the recruiter to say, right, the job boards have done all this research on what candidates are looking for. What are they looking for? And that's what I'm going to put in my job advert, because you can't just chuck a job on and go, well, the job board need to find me people. So all of that information that the job boards are gathering helps their search, helps candidates to find relevant jobs. And then it's up to the recruiters to put the right information in based on what people want now, so that the right candidates find their job and apply for them. So that's when you're advertising on things like Facebook and Instagram through the job boards, need to show why they want your job, because otherwise it'll just be a wasted chance.
And so how is that information getting from the job boards to the recruiters? Is that in a, you know, is that in their portal? Are they using AI to help write the adverts? Is that coming through vendors like yourself? You know, how is that information and that data getting to the recruiter?
So for somebody like Indeed, what we're going to see next year is the introduction of their smart sourcing, which comes in from the 1st of April, which is a very obvious use of AI. So at the moment, you post a job and you can see candidates that they think might match.
Mm-hmm. From their database.
Yeah. So they're using AI to make that match more specific. So you'll put a job on and you can go in and you can see matched candidates, but they will highlight why it matches, so you haven't got a guess, but also what gaps there are. So you can look at that candidate and go, well, that gap, I can't live without that, or, oh, actually, that gap's irrelevant and they've got these skills. And then depending on which candidates you want to use, AI will produce an email, a personalised email that takes the information from the job and the information from the candidate's CV and puts this email. So rather than just saying, we've got a call centre job, hopefully these emails will say, hi, I can see that you've worked in Halifax in the call centre on mortgage. We've got a brilliant mortgage call centre job. So when the candidate receives that email, it reads like it's personalised to them, but actually for the recruiter, all they've had to do is have a little read down and go, actually, I don't like that word, or and send it out. Now, Indeed claim that candidates are 17 times more likely to apply for a job they've been invited to. So in theory, if you're writing your advert and the matches are good, and that's going out to a candidate that matches, and the information in the email appears to the candidate, and you've got 17 times more chance, then that application that you get, you would hope would be workable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we can see AI working, but not taking control. So we still have the control of what we write in the advert, whether that be good, bad, or indifferent. We still have control of that email, but the AI is doing all the bits that maybe we're a little bit lazy about. It's easier to write an email that says, if you're interested, give me a shout, than actually pick out relevant information from the CV and the job to personalise it. So that's where, you know, your AI is giving us an easier system, but still leaving us with control of what we're going to get.
And I suppose one thing I'm thinking about there is the control. It's that sounds great, right? And good uses of AI then coming through from the tech there, which I think is really good. Knowing sort of how we post in terms of being recruiters, I kind of think it's a quick bulk go and send. That to me seems that if it's a personalised email to each application that's coming through, you're almost going to want to see them, each of them personalised, and then sort of send them out? Or is it, you know, is that the sort of user journey that they're encouraging?
You can review everyone. Mm-hmm. If that, so you can see exactly what's going out to each person before you send it.
And they will be different and personalised to each person then?
Taking from their CV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So even if they're all applying for the same job, so the job context, the information from their CV on each one will be different. So when you receive it, it truly
it looks like it's personalised.
What you're doing. Really, that's how resume should have been used. So for anybody who uses resume now, you should be writing a personalised email. But I know that doesn't happen. And
is this Indeed that are driving this forward, or are you seeing this from other job boards in terms of really what I would see there, that they're moving on from posting a job to really outreach services there?
Yeah, I mean, JobSite have done matched candidates for a while, but again, they're matched. So with JobSite, similar to Indeed, you pay per credit, per downloaded CV. Indeed is per contacted. JobSite is per download. And there's been a danger that somebody looks great, and then when you download them,
they're rubbish.
Or they did it 20 years ago
when
it wasn't relevant. So they're using AI to produce matches that are more relevant in today's workplace rather than stuff from 20 years ago. But they're also using their AI, as I've said, to learn what candidates want. So they do a lot with WhatsApp and contact, and they're using the AI so that the WhatsApp can actually be conversations, and they can learn what that candidate wants and then apply that to the searches. So again, that's about making much better choices when it comes to matching. Rather than saying, oh, well, that says call centre, that would just be a match, and actually I'm a cleaner in a call centre.
Yeah. It's so interesting, isn't it? Because we're in such a different environment with AI. You know, if we look at ChatGPT, only sort of has had its birthday last month. I think I posted it on LinkedIn. And within a year, how much traction that's got and how that has really encouraged all vendors. It's been sort of, we need to now start to use that in the different ways that all the vendors are approaching with it. It's changing really drastically, in that you've got one sort of vendor coming in through communication, WhatsApp, two-way, collecting that data in that way, others looking at it in terms of doing the match, making that smarter, and then that outreach. You know, it's really opened it up. But what it's saying to me is the job board is now, can probably safely say, the ones that are looking to try and progress are no longer just posting machines.
No, I mean, the days should be gone where people buy credits with every job board and fire that job on every one and just sit back and wait. I mean, it's nice, that pays my holiday every year for the people that do that and waste their credits, but it's not how it should be. And people shouldn't be writing an advert only to fill the job that they've got in front of them. Because ideally, you know, and I was taught recruitment coming up to 30 years ago, my gaffer didn't use computers, and you were taught that every candidate that came by, you considered for every vacancy that you'd got. You didn't just fill an order. So you didn't say, right, well, I've got this job on and I'm only interested in these people. You would advertise, get candidates in, fill the job you've got on, and then use those candidates to backfill or put in your database. And then the next job that you got on, you went through your cards. And you wouldn't have dreamed of advertising. I mean, then it was newspapers. You wouldn't have dreamed of putting it in the newspaper before you'd gone through. And I think, if anything, the last 12 months, we've probably seen that attitude, especially with the old recruiters, going, why are we just banging adverts out? We should be cleverer with the candidates that we've got. And that's why with Indeed, their hiring events, they're now plugging into ATSs, because that's worth the investment, because the hiring events are just brilliant, because everything's done online and you're grabbing the good candidates there and then. So when they go on and apply for a job, they're not just applying, they can actually book themselves in for their interview. And they're more, you're giving the candidate control of that walking in the branch type thing. Mm-hmm. Whereas 20 years ago, they'd have walked in the branch and said, can you see me?
Yeah.
Now they click on and go, right, can you see me on Tuesday? And that's, yeah, so it feels a lot less bang it on every job board and a lot more use the inventory that you buy on your job board selectively.
So I'm going to ask, because this is quite a shift in behaviour that you're talking about in terms of maximising where the job board tech is going. If I was a recruitment owner out there, and it's great to hear that you see some of the old guard are actually changing, because I would have thought, I haven't probably seen that yet, Michelle, so that's good. So,
just because I only deal with the old guard, because I am.
So from like, if you are running a recruitment agency looking at, you know, those sort of advertised, I think what I've definitely seen is that, you know, a lot of people have been going CRM first, then advertising, so pay to spend. Let's look at trying curtailing people's credit spends and sort of bringing it down, so that's installing quality sort of within that recruitment agency, of making sure that you value that spend rather than just, or that credit or that advert rather than just, you know, blitzing out. But How are you seeing recruitment owners changing that behaviour in terms of learning about actually writing a good ad and using the data that the job board is actually providing to provide that match? Because it is that advert that becomes very important to then match with suitable candidates or suitable outreach. Because if that advert's rubbish, you are going to be, it doesn't matter how good that AI is, you know, that you're going to be matching against shit.
I would love to sit here and tell you that everybody who runs a budget that buys advertising monitors their spend that well and doesn't instantly blame the job board regardless. Mm-hmm. But that isn't the case. Mm-hmm. So you really do have the people that will say, right, we're buying it. We want to know everything about it and how to use it. Which, if you were buying a car, you would want to know how to use it. Anything that you buy, you would want to know how to get the best out of it. And they're the ones that, if they get a new consultant, ring up and go, Shell, when's your next training session? Can we get them in? They're the ones that, when we send out an email and say, look, this is feedback, ring up and go, right, so what does that mean? They're the ones that value what they've got. And then you've got the people who use technology to manage that. So they're mm-hmm. sort of the middle ground. So they're the ones that will ring up and go, right, shall I buy 5 different job boards? This one doesn't work for that. That one doesn't work for that. What can I do? So that's when we have the conversation about, right, well, the consultant who does care, they only get access to those job boards, the consultant. And that's where technology really helps with recruitment spend, because they can just stop giving access to the separate consultants for job boards that don't work for them. And then you've got the ones that just have every job board and fire everything out and just have a huge spend. Interestingly, this 12 months is the first time we've contacted people and say, right, you've run out halfway through, and they've gone, just turn the job board off.
Mm.
And then they've given it no value other than we spent. So they might.
we've blown it all, and it hasn't lasted us a year, but let's not bother and stop it.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter if that's where all their placements have come from, because we've spent 500 quid and that's what we wanted to spend, and hey ho, it's gone. And they're the ones that you go, do you have a CRM system? Does it actually tell you what you've spent and what you've placed? Because
and where did the candidates come from and where was your return? Yeah.
And it's not just about where the candidates come from now. So going back to my point about every candidate is of value, just because you didn't fill it on this job, if they were good enough to go in your database, if they were good enough to interview, then that has to be a positive tick against that job board, because they were good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And good candidates now are placements in 6, 9, 12 months time.
Yeah.
And not just, well, I didn't place that job, so that job board was crap. And we tell everybody to look at the marketing spend of a job board. Don't just go for them because that's who you've always used, because the job boards are evolving and they're changing the way that they work. You need to make sure that the job board you use is keeping up with the competitors, because that's what we're going to see in the next 12 months, is who really invests that money and goes ahead and who doesn't invest that money, because they've all put the prices up. So somebody's putting the money in the bank and going, hey ho, and others are spending on that development. And over the next 12 months, anybody who's buying advertising should have all of their account managers in and say, right, where have you spent my money the last 12 mm-hmm, months? Mm-hmm, and if mm-hmm. they can't answer, then you've really got to consider whether they're the ones you want to pay moving forward.
I'm going to put it out there because, you know, I'm a very big advocate of marketing and recruitment. But over the last sort of 8 years, you know, that encouragement has been marketing and recruitment for advert content, web content and content. I think that job is, and I won't be liked by some people out there listening to this, but that job is now, it needs to transform, it needs to change, and it needs to be statistical data management. That's what the sort of new marketing with recruitment skill sets are. You can get content generated. It might not be perfect, but you can get content generated. Now it's about actually understanding why, where, what the content we're using. And I think that is very much in line with, you know, managing that spend within the recruitment company and becoming much more, you know, cost per application, etc., as well as coming through.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Reed have now got cost per click model. Indeed, this year have moved from cost per click to cost per started application. I need to get that right. Or cost.
I know that's a minefield.
I am convinced there is somebody in Indeed who sits and says, right, this is what everybody else calls it. Let's make up another name, and this is where we're going with it. But those models frighten a lot of clients because they feel a little bit like they're losing control. If something is £5 a credit, yeah, not that anything's £5 a credit now. But
it's easy to manage, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what you're spending. That job goes on, that's a fiver.
Yeah.
With Indeed, you know, 2 years ago when we sat down with people and said, right, it's pay-per-click, so you sponsor, and they were just, this is not happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could do it through an ATS, but they had to go in the next day and log on. And the pay-per-click, the paper-started application, the paper application is taking time. And some people seem to have embraced it, and it's just the best thing in the world. Other people that we work with are like, we want it, but can you do it? Because we haven't got the time to do that or the interest. And other people are like, no, unless I'm.
And I think it's really, really interesting, because I was just saying to you there, I was at TA Tech last week down in London conference, and their largest members there are job boards within it. And they're all, because the corporate market is driving and they're very much embracing, you know, success only results. So they are looking at the cost per click, the cost per application, and liking that model. But within the agency model, you know, it's really, as you said, customers don't like it. But the problem here is that they are getting much more momentum. I've seen it, you've seen it, and it's going to get enforced onto the agency side as well, in terms of it. So we're going to have to get our head around it. if we're still wanting these mediums to work for us.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be just slow and steady. So, you know, we do webinars and we sit and we're really very basic. And for some customers, that's what they need. And for other customers, they'll go on and go, oh, no, I know how to do that, bang, bang, bang. And then you'll have the people that start saying, well, I'll charge you to do it for you. And that will be the next thing. And I'll be saying, but you don't need to pay somebody to do it. You have somebody in your office that can make a brew and in the 10 minutes can do that and save you, you know, £200-300. So I think for us, for the next 12 months, it'll be about education. We won't be saying we'll do it for you, because I don't think long term that's the right thing to do, because you don't understand the market that you're working in if you're a recruiter.
Yeah.
But yes, it is proving interesting for some people. I think that's the right way.
I mean, a lot of my conversations with all the job boards last week as well was like, look, that's cool. We understand that that's coming through, but we need to be able to embrace that to allow the recruiters to learn through that tech as well. And they need to be able to put parameters around, you know, can they put limits? Can your API actually have limits put in place, like they've got credits? And they're just not thinking quite like that yet to actually help that education from a job board point of view.
Indeed you can, because obviously with Indeed, you have a campaign and you allocate your money. And
from a tech vendor, though, Indeed are a nightmare.
And that is one of the things that is my biggest bugbear, is that they introduce products and then go, oh, but it doesn't actually work with an ATS. Well, 90% of my customers work with an ATS. So you're telling me now that you want them to run dual? Oh, well, we're going to introduce it in 6 months' time.
Yeah, and but it's still like it's 6 months times past, etc. Yeah.
Oh, that is an absolute nightmare. It's, you know, it's a bit like giving me a car but not giving me two of the wheels.
Correct.
Doesn't help me. So yes, if the one thing that I would ask the job boards next year is, if you introduce something, you make sure that your ATS solution is
and your integrations are there with your APIs, because a lot of our customers just don't quite understand that, do they? You're seeing it, we're seeing it as well. It's like, yeah, they bring out the new feature, but they're not actually making that available for to be able to communicate with it.
And, you know, for big agencies, that everything is done through there and you're sharing candidate, it's just then to manually have to add people once you've done it all. I don't see what the issue is. Just take an extra month to launch it.
I'm voting for you, Shell. Yeah, go run them.
And every job board we speak to, when we have training, I go, does it work with an ATS? And they go, no. And I go, I'm not interested. Then come back, tell me when the ATS works, because I'm not doing it twice. So, yeah, I'll come and get my little banner with you, Wendy, and we'll go and stand outside all the
time. That sounds like a good plan. Well, I can't believe we're just coming up to the last few minutes anyway, in terms of, it's been really interesting. We haven't even gone into a lot of the stuff that we had planned, I know, Shell, but to finish up then, you know, looking next year, right, and try to take some tangible action away. You're obviously, all your clients are now in contract. They're all nice, they know their costs and everything else. So well done. Yep. But if anybody else out there is trying to sort of look at their business planning, which I know lots of them are right now, how should they be going about this? Can they get in contact with you? You know, what's the two things they should be taking away from this chat and sort of putting into action next year?
So the two things you should be taking away is, do not just say we've always used them, we're going to carry on using them.
Good advice.
So this is your opportunity to say, right, what do we get? So what's my return on investment? But not just based on placements. So I'd move that back and say return on investment based on somebody we've thought is good enough to interview and good enough to put in the database, because that will score a point and you can use them in the future. And then talk to the job boards and find out what their spend is, because if you've liked that job board but they're not investing along with everybody else, you need to understand where your marketing's going and the products that you buy, because all the products are changing and there might be. So rather than you putting 20 jobs on in 20 different locations, you could just buy one national advert.
Yeah.
And
it automatically goes out to the various different regions anyway.
You've got account managers. You pay a lot of bloody money for your advertising. Mm-hmm. So actually get them to work for it and say, right, what am I getting? What have you got? What other products have you got? Am I working smartest with the products? And for people like us and media agencies, we will do that review for you. So mm-hmm. you can ring us up and go, right, this is what we've got. This is what we spend. This is what we buy. What do you want? And we'll go through the information for you and say, right, even if you don't come through us and you don't buy through us, these are the questions you need to be asking your account manager. And by the way, we can save this, we can save that. And that's what you've got to do. Please don't just say we bought 200 last year, we'll buy 200 this year.
Yeah,
it's just such a waste of money.
Data is king, isn't it?
Unfortunately.
And queen.
Yes, the more you put in, the better the information you get out.
It is indeed. And that is going to be the driving factor. If you want all the cool stuff the AI can do for you, is coming down to the how good your quality of your data is, so yeah. that the AI can actually learn from it.
Yeah, otherwise the AI is just going to give you exactly what's gone in crap, right. basically.
Yeah. And match it with more crap, which yes. is really exciting. Shell, thank you so much. I've learned every time I chat to you about a topic, I learn so much as well. You're such an incredible key knowledge there in terms of relating the job board sort of wizardry that they do in terms of their service and linking it to what we need from it as recruiters, which is fab, and tech vendors obviously as well. What's the best way of getting contact with you? If it's LinkedIn or is
no,
it
I don't check LinkedIn. No. I please don't even bother LinkedIn, to be honest with you, because your message will be sat there for months. I can only look at so many people's new cars and Rolex before I get bored and think, where's that? So from LinkedIn, best way to do is just click on the company website and either send us a message through the website, or we used to have those things called phones that you press the number and you speak to people. That's probably the best way to contact us.
Great. We'll maybe get Alex to post in your website there rather than your LinkedIn address, which I see that he's done quite well there.
He's got that. It's
you know, he'll be like, oh,
LinkedIn, she doesn't use it.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And to all my guests, have a lovely Christmas. What a year we've all had. It's been ups and downs in the usual sense of recruitment. And I hope you've been able to come through saying you still love recruitment, even if you hate it most days, which is the reality sometimes. I'm looking forward to kicking things off in 2024. I'm going to get a really good, we're looking at changing up our content strategy as well here at Parkfish. So I'll be really looking forward to sharing you loads of things next year and keeping you up to date with what's happening in the marketplace. But please have a lovely break over Christmas. Take some time off, recharge, and we'll see you to do it all over again in 2024. Shell, thank you so much again.
No problem. Have a lovely Christmas.
Everybody, happy Christmas. Bye.